Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Bill King, WNSR. From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, let's go. Hour number three, Griff, in about 15 minutes. We'll check in with him. Down in Georgia, the red clay, the beautiful peach state of Georgia. Love me some Georgia. Love me that state. We'll check in with Griff here in a little bit from the AJC's Dog Nation. Interesting day today on the show. Little variety. We like to keep the variety intact on the show. We don't like to pound the same. Now some of the topics will be repetitive because they're the main topics, but we like to keep it fresh as we can here on the show. Nice and tidy. Kevin in Muletown this morning. Bill, Eli is the executive producer of that show. So it's the game show. And according to, this is 30 for 30 Grant, up in the borough. The Manning Show, Bill, is a quiz bowl for college teams. So it'll be Auburn nerds versus UCLA nerds, for example. Okay. The likelihood of me, I may accidentally stumble across that show. By the way, is it on ESPN? Or who's carrying it, I assume? The likelihood that I actually stumble across it and then stay with it's probably really low. And I'm a big Manning guy. I love the Mannings. Yeah, I absolutely love them. It's not only is it the most famous football name in football, any level, but it's also a very classy family. The Mannings are a family that does it right. I'm not saying they're perfect, but they handle their fame and fortune, I would say, as well, if not better, than anybody else does. From a doing things right, from doing things to stay out of trouble, from being nice to people, you know, not acting cocky and arrogant. And because if anybody, and I'm not saying it'd be the right thing to do, but if anybody could be cocky and arrogant, it would be them. I'm telling you, Archie, the patriarch, the leader, and Olivia, his wife, but Archie, to be such an incredible former player, is probably an even nicer guy. Archie. Super. I mean, I cannot. I know it sounds like I'm gushing. I cannot gush enough about Archie and his leadership of that whole, you know, for lack of better term, corporation. It's amazing. You remember that one clip? One of the funniest things, and it might not sound funny. And I was actually watching. Shockingly, it was a Pro Bowl. Yeah, NFL Pro Bowl, which might be the most useless thing ever. And I can't watch it at all. But for some reason, I was watching this one. Peyton Manning in his prime. I think, actually, it was young Peyton Manning because Eli was still at Ole Miss. So this would have been, what, early 2000s? Maybe even late, early 2000s. Eli, if you will remember, and Eli is a good dude, man. And not and also a smart and You know, he's not going to be out carousing and get in trouble. None of the Mannings are. But Eli, at one point when he was at Ole Miss, got, I think, cited, maybe even arrested for public drinking. Open container or something. And again, big picture, not a big deal. But it was well publicized because it's a Manning. It's the Manning family. It's the Pro Bowl. Now, there is a point to this. I'm watching, or at the time I just happened to have on the Pro Bowl. I'm sure I'm not watching it. And Peyton's on the sideline after a series or a drive or something. The camera's on him. He looks into the camera, grabs a cup of Gatorade, and said, "Hey, Eli." And he holds up the cup. Gatorade. Drink it. Mocking him for his little dust-up down there at Ole Miss. How many of you remember that? I thought it was so funny. And perfect. You know, Peyton Manning on those commercials is just a superstar. All those commercials he does, he's a natural. And his timing and delivery of that and everything was just perfect. Hey, Eli, Gatorade. Those guys are always, you know those ESPN commercials where they're getting shown around and Eli and Peyton are kind of picking at each other? That's real life. That's a family that has a lot of fun together when they're able to get together. They really are. 614 Rob this morning. Bill, totally agree with Jim and Jupiter on the Big Ten's lack of desire to win natties. Ohio State is the only program that expects to compete for the natty every year. It's embarrassing. Hadn't really thought about it. That's an interesting angle, though. Noah Kev up in Chicago. Bill, Vol fans can't rest easy if LSU were to hire Bianco, because his name is probably going to be on the list for Ole Miss. Well, yeah, and Bianco, the news was out, what, a day or two ago, talking to Evie about Ole Miss. Evie, Bianco announced he's staying at Ole Miss. Now, again, nobody knows the real story. Did Bianco just tell him, no, that's his school, LSU, or did LSU, from their angle, PR 101, did LSU simply never offer? You're going to get two different stories there. Nonetheless, Bianco is staying at Ole Miss. So, Tony Vols, y'all. I don't know what Tony Vols is thinking. I think he wants to stay at Tennessee, but I don't. I mean, there's no keen insight there. Josh up in London, Ohio. Bill, after Saban retires, the throne belongs to Ryan Day. Wait and see. Well, you know what? That could be the case. The day that Saban retires, which I don't think is any day soon, any year too soon, it's going to be a vast new universe of possibilities for teams that can grab an additional market share. Not only in the SEC, but with the expansion of the playoffs, 12 teams. Here's all we know. I think this is a guarantee. When Saban retires, whatever year that may be, we will be looking and we will have already been playing a 12-team playoff. And we will have name and likeness, and with the court case yesterday, and we're looking at a different planet. We might as well have left the planet Earth, y'all, and found another planet where we can all go and move to. That's college football in the future. They have found a planet where you can breathe oxygen, and it has a very similar climate as this planet. Rotates on a really good axis for everybody. The gravity is the same. Water is plentiful. You can grow crops, etc. We found another one. That's the future of college football. We found another planet that we did not think exists that we can go play on. And that will be somewhere in there when Nikki says, "Hey, y'all, I'm good. You can have it." I got all I need. Whatever you think, that's where we're going, yo. That's where we're heading. 614 Rob, Bill, Tom Allen is just another row the boat guy. I like Tom Allen a lot more than row the boat guy. I do. We'll see. I mean, so you're saying a quick rise up and then it'll settle back down is what you're saying. Well, this year will give us some clues as to that for sure. Let's get a call here. And Griff coming up after this first break. Top Water Assassin, welcome in.
Hey, Bill. Got a question for you. I'm sure I could Google this, but who needs Google when you got the encyclopedia just a phone call away? I've never heard this mentioned before, but I've got an aunt that dated a guy that went to Clemson in the 70s. I was born in the mid-70s, so I don't have any recollection of what was going on in the 70s.
Right.
Did they have, like, freshman football teams back then?
Yes. Now, in 72, I think it was 72, but 72, 73, I believe it was 72, 71, right in there, they lifted the rule that said freshmen couldn't play varsity ball. So you had freshman teams. But I can tell you, and again, every school, Topwater Assassin, is different. But I know that in 1980, my freshman year, I believe, I watched a Georgia-Tennessee freshman game, football game, in September. So, and I don't think there was much after that. But, yes, there were freshman teams historically dating to about the early 80s.
This guy was a running back, and they played Maryland, evidently. And the NFL Hall of Famer, Randy White,
yeah,
tackled him. He said that was the hardest hit he had ever taken in his life.
Yeah, Randy White's an all-timer, and played for the Cowboys all those years. But, yeah, wow.
Yeah,
wow. And this was in a freshman game?
As far as I know, I mean, my aunt's real blonde. I figured she might have been wrong all that time because I've never heard it mentioned before
in
freshman leagues. But
right.
And yeah, he got his knee hurt later, never played, on the varsity, whatever team. But I don't have any recollection of anything before Clemson winning a natty. That's the first game I remember watching, as a child. So,
talk about the Clemson-Nebraska game, 81?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. My only real vivid memory of the game was somebody running over a cameraman, and I thought he was dead. But anyhow, I appreciate it, man. Keep up good work.
Yes, sir. Stay in touch.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah, appreciate the call. And I don't know. Look, I mean, freshman ball wasn't some rule, and I don't know that all schools did it, but I do know there was freshman ball. And I got in on the tail end of it, and I don't remember if they called it freshman ball or JV. I thought it was all just either freshman or redshirt freshman. But it was at Georgia, and I don't really even remember the context of the game. It was just you could call it a scrimmage, but they treated it like a game. And it was on like a Tuesday afternoon. Just midweek, early week kind of game. Griff, when we come back, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Accident involving injury still getting some attention over here. We're looking at it live on 440 westbound at Hillsborough Pike. There's two EMS units here on the scene trying to assist with the patients. Again, that's 440 westbound here at Hillsborough Pike. Those cars are still up against the wall on a tricky spot. It's going to be 24 westbound just up past Haywood Lane. We've already had two, maybe three wrecks in that area already this morning. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood, or an earthquake is destroying buildings, when a tornado is tearing through town, or a hurricane strikes, or is the best time perhaps today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
It's a Bill King show.
I have this aversion to either the media or anybody else telling people what they ought to be doing with their money. Maybe in this case, it's just me versus the planet Earth. But I'm not going to tell those coaches at Tennessee or any other school, here's what you ought to be doing with your money.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny. Highs today around 78. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows near 57. For Wednesday, sunshine. Highs near 83. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Low 64. Sunshine for Thursday. Highs near 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Mike Griffith with us, AJC's Dog Nation. Check out all his work, all his travels. Media Days coming up in a few weeks. Wow. It's happening, y'all. Griff, the Supreme Court decision on Monday, were you able to absorb it and your thoughts on it, if you did?
Yeah, I mean, it's just that schools now can, you know, they're not capped on what they can spend on educational resources for the student-athletes. So computers, laptops, trips abroad, things like that. I think a lot of schools are already doing that, honestly. You know, and it's a win for the student-athlete. I mean, you know, they've already gotten stipends. There's already the value of the education. And now schools can, you know, give them whatever they want towards their education. That's in one bucket. And then you got the name, image, likeness on the other, you know, where six states go live on July 1st, and it looks like the NCAA is scrambling to get everybody else caught up and maintain a level playing field. But again, you know, there's some people that believe that a lot of these athletes are already being paid. So it's just taking it above board now. And then there's, you know, it's a little bit of the Wild West as far as how is this going to be regulated, you know, how is this going to be enforced. You know, there's a lot to be determined. I mean, collegiate sports is going pro right before our eyes. You know, expanded playoffs, players paid, enhanced compensation for attending school. It's pretty fascinating.
Griff, when you were in college and when I was in college, early, for me it would be early 80s, if I had the opportunity to play D1 ball somewhere and get paid and be coddled like this, and that's just me now, maybe I was just immature, I wouldn't have gotten anything done. I'd have been chasing girls and in the bar probably half the week. You think we're going to have issues here?
You know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say because, you know, the cycle, Bill, is just increased so much, you know, and I'm came along about 10 years later than you as far as college. And, you know, my case is a little different. I went in the military 3 years right. before college. So when I went to college, man, I was hooked up and ready to go. I'd already sacrificed 3 years of my life to get the college money, and it was a business trip for me. And I was working full time all the way through college at the newspaper. So, you know, I approached it differently than maybe somebody right out of high school with stars in their eyes. You know, the training schedule for these kids now is such that there's not a lot of free time. You know, what I do wonder about is will we see some Isaiah Wilsons on the college level, right? You know, you see Isaiah Wilson, the first-round draft pick that gets the big bonus money and just basically just kind of went crazy with it. Just spends it, doesn't really want to play football, got the bonus money to sign, and just doing life his own way. And, you know, will there be some other student-athlete that gets some, you know, huge NIL deal coming right out of high school? One of the top 10 recruits is supposed to be, and just has all that money and says, you know what? I've got a guaranteed NIL deal. I'm not even going to go to college. I'm just going to use my signing bonus. I wonder, but, you know, most cases, I don't think it's going to be an issue simply because in the infancy of this, I think these are going to be a lot of one-off deals. I don't think you're going to see like four-year contracts for these student athletes to make money. I think they're going to be somewhat modest on the front end. For the most part, I think this is something that's going to evolve. And again, because a lot of these student athletes, particularly football and basketball, I mean, you know, 9th, 10th, 11th grade, they're going to camps. They're, you know, they're doing what they got to do to get into these schools. So they've already sacrificed a lot, and they've already kind of acquainted themselves with a pretty disciplined schedule. So I don't think it's going to be in that sense as much as what does it do in the locker room. That's the question. You know, when you've got I'll give you an example. So Georgia's got four or five great tailbacks. Well, not great. Maybe one or two great ones and three good ones. So the position coach says we've got a committee here. We're running back by committee, and we all share carries and we all root for each other. You know, and we're going to have Zamir White start because he's the senior and he's earned it. Well, you know, when it's apples to apples, everybody's happy. But what if now Zamir White being the starter gets him an endorsement deal and the other four guys don't have an endorsement deal? Is everybody still willing to share carries? Is everybody still cool with stepping back, letting the older guy start? You know, or do they say, hey, no, you start the best guy. Or, no, I start because I'm the best and I want the endorsement. You just wonder how does that affect the chemistry and the whole esprit de corps and team-first attitude.
I was just thinking, Griff, let's say, and we all know a locker room is a very delicate ecosystem. It really is. How about a player holding out because they don't like their NIL deal? I'm not playing. Make it right.
I don't know about holding out, but maybe transferring because they can get an NIL deal somewhere else.
A better deal.
If you hold out, you know Jamie Newman, right, sits out last year, and I don't even know where he's at now. Didn't get drafted and got cut by the Eagles. So, you know, there's a danger to holding out. There's still enough people playing college football that you're easily replaced in college football more so. Now, you're saying, you know, maybe like a marquee guy. I just can't imagine the damage that a holdout would do to an athlete's ability to endorse. Can't imagine. But what I can imagine is a student-athlete saying, why should I be the number three running back at this school with no NIL deal when I could go to this other school and get an NIL deal and start, right? It's no longer just a matter of, you know, where can I develop the best or where do I feel the most comfortable? It's a matter of where can I make the most money right now? Because for some guys, you know, college would have represented, you know, their best opportunity to make money. I mean, look at Aaron Murray, for example. You know, Aaron Murray is the SEC's all-time leading passer, right? Well, what good does that do him right now? You know, I was talking with Drew Butler, another former Georgia guy and All-American, son Kevin Butler. Super Bowl kicker with the Bears. And Aaron Murray would have made $500,000 in college. Now, that's not chump change. Right? It's not money you're going to retire off either. But it's significant. And, you know, I think there's a lot of student-athletes, you know, that have something to gain. But to your point, there's going to be a lot of unintended consequences.
Griff's with us from the AJC's Dog Nation. I don't know if you saw this, and I think this is just conversations taking place. Pac-12 ADs and the new commissioner are discussing the future, and obviously the Pac-12's got an identity crisis on their hands. I kind of out of sight, out of mind. The committee doesn't seem all that interested in them, at least in the moment. But one discussion they're having is doing away with divisions. Is that something that the expansion of the playoff would expedite, or something that would lead us down that road in other leagues or not?
Yeah, probably, because, you know, the importance of the championship game, you know, takes on a whole new meaning now. And you want to make sure that your two best teams are in there. And the reason why is, you know, you don't want a 3 or 4 loss, you know, divisional team knocking off an undefeated team. I mean, what if, for example, an undefeated Clemson lost in the ACC championship game to a 3 or 4 loss team in a massive upset? It would destroy the conference's, you know, chances of putting 1 or 2 teams in the playoff, right? And for the conferences, the objective is to get as many teams in as possible, because the more teams you get in, you know, the bigger your cut. So conferences want to optimize their scheduling. They want to optimize their championship game to get as many teams in there as possible. I think, you know, from what I understand, the SEC was happy with 4 teams because they could often get, you know, you know, they've won so many, right? And I think there are times they could get 2 in. 12 is better than 8, though, for the SEC. And the reason why is because if you went to 8, you're talking about automatic bids for conference champions, and that takes up 5 with the Power 5, right? And then you have to cut one in, you know, for a group of 5 schools. So now you're at 6, and then you got to have another provision, and now you're at 7. So, you know, now there's just that one extra bid flow. Now you go to 12, you could have 3 SEC teams in there, maybe 4, right? Because there's 6, you know, your tops, the way it's set up, the top 6 ranked conference champs go in, and then the conference, college football playoff committee, you know, they're still, you know, bumbling around there. They get to pick the next 6. You know, and listen, I don't mean to pick on anybody, and these are intelligent people. I just feel like there's a lot of politics that become involved. You know, and you know, I brought up 2018 with George getting left out of, you know, Oklahoma, and all people, oh well, Georgia, you know, they lost LSU. Oklahoma was not one of the 4 best teams. Okay, they had one less loss than Georgia, but they weren't one of the 4 best teams. Both Oklahoma and Georgia had a loss in the season, and then Georgia had to play an undefeated Alabama team. They had beaten everybody by 21 points in the regular season. They lost in the 4th quarter by a touchdown. They were clearly a better team if you watched Oklahoma play Alabama in the playoff. 4 best didn't apply. Politics did. And people said, oh, you know, yeah, you just covered Georgia, so go away. All right, whatever. I'd point out that Georgia Tech, Florida, and Oklahoma had representatives on the college football playoff committee, which was just heinous to me. Last year, criminal. Notre Dame loses 34-10 and gets in the college football playoff. Bill, that shouldn't happen. That was what it was. That was Notre Dame getting in because they're Notre Dame. Now, moving forward, Notre Dame, as things stand, cannot get a bye in this 12-team playoff system that's being proposed, because the top 4 teams that get byes have to be conference champions. Well, Notre Dame's not going to join a conference because then they would have to share their television revenue. As it is, they keep all that money to themselves. So while the SEC shares their television revenue, there's television deals, Notre Dame keeps it all themselves. They go, yeah, we could join a conference, but why would we do that? We've got NBC money all to ourselves. Huge advantage. So we're not going to join. So I'm thinking, wow, this is really interesting that Notre Dame would sign off on this plan, you know, to have college, you know, to not get. So what did I see happen last week?
a new person was appointed to the College Football Playoff Committee. Guess where they have ties to? Notre Dame. So this College Football Playoff Committee is so doggone troubling to me. It's so troubling because you're putting 13 people in charge of college football. 13 people, just randomly. And they all have ties. And how you can say that there's not an inherent bias is absolutely naive. I mean, we've all taken enough psychology classes to know that everyone has a degree of bias simply based on your perspective and your experiences and where you've been and what you know and what you don't know. How in the world can we expect 13 people, you know, unless they came from another planet and didn't know what football was, and that's called computers, by the way, which the brilliant Roy Kramer had in place for the BCS. But people had a problem with it because you couldn't manipulate it to get the matchups you wanted. And that's all that's happening here. And that's why the College Football Playoff Committee stays involved, because they can be manipulated to get television matchups that are attractive, like last year when Notre Dame made the College Football Playoff. That's what that was. People didn't want to see an A&M-Alabama rematch. Put Notre Dame in there, you get better TV ratings. Better TV ratings, more advertisers, more money. Everybody looks the other way. I'm not looking the other way. I'm just telling it like it is here.
Griff, anything you want to promote? Anything you're working on?
No, I mean, actually, yeah. You know, I did an interview last night with a guy named Jack Bowerly. He's the dean of SEC coaches, 43 years as Georgia's swim coach, going to the Olympics. I don't think Olympics right now. The U.S. swim trials just ended. To me, one of the best events I've ever covered en route when I did the 2012 Olympics in London. Listen, I've never done the Olympics. I'm a stick and ball guy, some NASCAR, but I'd never really done the Olympics. I got the assignment. I was kind of like, whatever. But let me tell you, man, the swimming trials, unbelievable drama, personable athletes. Once out of every four years, you take your best swing. You don't get in on time. You don't get a bye. You don't get a free pass. You got to show up in Omaha and be one of the best. And let me tell you, those U.S. swim trials are tougher than the Olympics, and that's not an exaggeration. Team USA in swimming dominates. We have the best swimmers in the world. It's harder to make Team USA than it is to medal in the Olympics. That's not an exaggeration. That's based on times, and you can look it up for yourself. So that is huge. Track and field going on right now. The Olympics, they're coming Tokyo next month. It is kind of a slower time of the off season for football. And don't get me wrong, I'm all over this NIL stuff and the Supreme Court ruling, and I'll be doing some localizations, and what does that mean? But to me, this is a time where, you know, I would challenge fans of the respective schools to really take note of your Olympic athletes, once out of every 4 years at least. I know you don't normally follow track, you don't normally follow swimming, you don't normally take the time to learn the stories, but these athletes are incredible, and most of them aren't on full scholarship. Most of them are paying out of their pocket. We're talking about football players going into football facilities that have Lamborghini seats in front of their lockers and water jet massage chairs, all right? And I'm telling you about track athletes and swimmers that are paying for their education and working jobs in the offseason. And once out of 4 years, they go for the gold and the glory. And maybe they'll get a small scout, they'll get a small deal in place, but they're working every bit as hard as the revenue. And to me, dialing it all the way back to the start of the interview, Bill, what this really is going to do is drive a real divide between those soccer players, softball, track, swimmers.
Hey, Griff, there's the music.
Sports like football and basketball.
Hey, Griff, appreciate it, bud. Always a pleasure to have Griff here. Very eloquent, as always. We'll see you next week, sir. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police are still trying to mop up this wreck involving injuries from earlier. It's slowing down traffic a bit here on 440 westbound at Hillsboro Pike. It's been a challenge trying to get in from Rutherford County this morning with a couple of different wrecks scattered down the interstate out there on 24 westbound near Haywood Lane. Over on the west side, they're still trying to work that wreck 8300 block of Highway 100. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. You can call them right now at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is...
It's pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Napa Know How.
Celebrate Dad all month at Napa with the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. To a regular person, that might seem like an excessive number of screwdrivers. But to Dad, that's just being prepared, like buying a paper map in case the GPS goes rogue. That's the Evercraft 100-piece screwdriver set for $19.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating locations while supplies last. Offer ends 6/30/21.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Ted Lange with us.
I hate to keep bringing up Love Boat questions, but I have so many.
Go.
So, did you actually know how to bartend before you got the part of Isaac on the Love Boat?
I didn't know anything. You can see that I'm sticking umbrellas into blended drinks.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Griff, not hear the music. I think Griff was prepared to just go through the music through the break. Griff's a pro. We ought to know better than that. Cosby Cattleman, welcome in.
Remember the Alamo. If there wasn't a Tennessee, there wouldn't be a Texas.
Oh, is that the story? Okay. What time they played it?
Remember the Alamo? You never saw the Alamo Disney movie or whatever it was, Bill?
I'm pretty sure good movie. I did.
Was John Wayne in that?
Yes. I don't really
know. I can't remember, but everybody's seen the Alamo, right? You remember seeing that growing up, don't you, Bill?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's when I watch movies. Don't watch them anymore.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, first off, old Peabody in the loser's bracket, huh?
What's up with that?
You tell me. You watch that fake baseball.
13.7, couldn't get him a run, huh?
Yeah, and I heard they got a lot of funny academic scholarships, too. I think their whole team's on scholarship.
So what does Tony –
I didn't see a pitch at, Bill. What happened? They got shut out.
One home run in the game. NC State kid off Leiter. Leiter pitched almost perfectly, and still they took the loss.
Huh.
Freshman pitcher for NC State basically shut them down. Two hit them, a true freshman.
Yeah, well, misery loves company. Well, welcome to the loser's bracket, fake Corbin baseball. Hey, Bill, this NC State guy, the talk over here, everybody's talking about Tony the Vols, trying to figure out if he's going to be Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
I hear the LSU AD is in Omaha, so he's saying he's probably looking at the NC State manager. Who knows? But a lot of smoke about Tony Vols going Tony the Tiger on us.
I'm seeing that same chatter out there. I don't know what's real and what's not in that world, but I'd be trying to get Tony Vols if I'm LSU.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's you know, he's thinking he's going to make $1.5 million. Maybe Tennessee don't want to pay it.
Boy. I don't know. Danny the Plumber is talking the other day like he's willing to do whatever. We'll see.
Well, college baseball, Bill, is a non-revenue-producing sport. Your football program's in the toilet, and Neyland Stadium needs renovations.
Just pay for it all, though.
Is this really the time to spend $35 million on a baseball team? When your school president's building a stadium 5 miles away?
Don't know. I don't know what they're thinking.
I mean, the common sense, but today it's all about remember the Alamo.
Yeah, but now, Tennessee, when's the last time Tennessee has been anything about common sense? They don't make good decisions, as you
well
know.
I mean, a lot of these schools have more money than they know what to do with. I guess if you want to make that point. But I just think it kind of, to me, it's fun right now, but reality is getting to set in that Tennessee football is in trouble. It's been in trouble for a long time, and how long are we going to sit and wallow in misery, or is anybody going to try to fix it? But I want to get into some of the stuff that Griff talked, Bill, about the health of the sport. He's talking about Notre Dame and the kind of stuff Griff does. Bill, you know the one thing that saves college football, in my opinion, the NFL has no farm system. I mean, you're hearing rumors now about Calipari going to the NFL, G League's going to ruin, if it hadn't already ruined college basketball. The NFL needs a farm system. These dudes are going to start bouncing around. You talk about it every day. Free agency, wild, wild west. We're going to see them on billboards now. You know, whatever. But it's just NFL. It's an NFL farm system now. Why even root for a single team? Because the guy you're looking for this year is going to be playing for somebody else next year.
Well, like I've been saying, we're going there whether I want them to or not.
You know, I know you're not much of an NFL guy, but the one thing you got to enjoy and appreciate about the NFL is it's a well-run product. You know, you've got a system, you got a commissioner. I think the NFL got every game in last year. Whereas, how many games did college football miss last year? The Pac-12 played what, 4 or 5 games?
Yeah, I mean the SEC, I think, played all but 2 games.
Yeah, well. Bottom line, I mean, I wonder if this is going to be good for Coach Prime. Throw some dude on a billboard down there for Coach Prime. Coach Prime could probably call up some agent, put some players on a billboard. We might be seeing Coach Prime in the top 10. Coach Prime will pay some people.
Well, I don't know.
One thing going forward, Bill, I heard Griff make a mistake at the end of his soliloquy there. It was almost like a sermon towards the end when he got wound up.
Yeah.
Talking about all these Olympic charity athletes just barely getting by. All I know is you got women on the rowing team up here at UT on full scholarship. Doesn't sound like they're in too bad a shape to me. Is rowing an Olympic sport?
Yes, I think it is.
Somebody might want to clue Griff in that there are 85 women walking around every college campus in America on a full scholarship in scrub sports because they can't play football. Didn't make that into Griff's sermon, did it?
Soliloquy, yeah.
See, Bill. Remember the Alamo. Remember the Alamo.
No. Yeah. We haven't brought Tennessee and Texas today. We haven't brought that up yet. Anyways, I believe, Adam, we're up against a break, right? I think we're tight. So, if Allen down in Tampa, if you can hang tight, I'll get to you here right after the break. Just looking. I haven't checked the market. Anybody? Adam, you looked at the market yet this morning? I hadn't even seen it yet. So I don't know what's happening. And my phone is, let me see if it'll pull up real quick while we have a chance. What I do is, and I don't have Bloomberg on right here this morning. I think we're a little choppy. I think we're chopping. We're in the chop cycle right now. Couple that I told you about, though, that either have printed or I expect them to print, and that would be AHT, which still is in the mid to high fours. And then the other one is Wish, WISH. We were flirting around. Well, where were we? About $10 on that one? Somewhere in there. If you can get some mid-July calls on that, you may be safe. Common stock might be better. But I think either way, you're okay on that. Yeah, take a look at the chop today. I don't know if today's a good entering day, but anyways. Got a message about FanDuel when we come back, and then we'll get Allen down in Tampa. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. The police are still trying to mop up this wreck involving injuries from earlier. It's slowing down traffic a bit here on 440 westbound at Hillsboro Pike. It's been a challenge trying to get in from Rutherford County this morning with a couple of different wrecks scattered down the interstate out there on 24 westbound near Haywood Lane. Over on the west side, they're still trying to work that wreck 8300 block of Highway 100. True Friends Moving Company is hiring. You can call them right now at 615-240-2811. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues, nabbing his fourth win this season so far at Nashville Super Speedway over the weekend. Oh, man, up next, it's a doubleheader for the NASCAR Cup Series at Pocono. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
We're doing video now. Check us out at youtube.com/thefinallap every single weekday right here.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny. Highs today around 78. For tonight, mostly clear. Lows near 57. For Wednesday, sunshine. Highs near 83. Wednesday night, mostly clear. Low 64. Sunshine for Thursday. Highs near 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky. Sports Radio
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Note here on FanDuel. Get that app. You've been watching the NBA playoffs from the sidelines. Now is the perfect time to get in on all the action with FanDuel Sportsbook. Because during the conference finals, new users get 30-1 odds on any team to win their next game. That means you can win $150 on a $5 bet. That's right. And there are even more ways to win on FanDuel throughout the playoffs. When you win, you're going to get your money quickly. It's a layup. You're going to be paid in as little as 24 hours. And the app, I'm going to tell y'all this, is incredibly easy to use. Just sign up with the promo code BKing to bet the NBA Conference Finals with 30-1 odds. Once again, promo code BKING to unlock 30-1 odds on any playoff team to win their next game exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Got to be at least 21. Present in the state of Tennessee as well. New users only, must wager in designated offer market. $10 first deposit required. $150 is the max bonus. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problems, call the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Alan in Tampa, welcome in.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's Gator Day. Better be careful over there in Jamaica. We were working over there in the early 80s, and you get a garbage bag full of ganja back then for $20 U.S.
I don't know if you remember, Adam does, but Jeff Turn, who actually worked at the station, but actually before Crazy Charlie was doing what Crazy Charlie did for us at Sirius XM, he was over there, I believe in Jamaica, and he'd been drinking, took a leak in public. They got him and put him in jail, and he had to bribe them $500 to get out.
Well, that's those countries in that way. My father-in-law has some businesses over in Dominican Republic, and we go over there and bring money back. And you get to the airport, and you see the right dude there, you go give him a couple $100, and you breeze right through. They didn't search nothing. If you didn't see your guy there, you just turned around, went back home, and flew the next day.
Wow. Got to know the lay of the land, don't you?
Well, you go to court in the Dominican Republic, me and you. If I give the judge $500, I win. You give him $600, you win.
I hear you, man.
Sounds like college football.
Yeah, no kidding, buddy. Hey, we had a big cook on Sunday. The rec tech is awesome. I cook ribs, chicken, and fillets all at the same time. And I put them on early, and they go one temperature. And I pulled it off. They did a good job.
Wow, so you had all those. Now, were you low and slow at 225, or what were you doing?
225, I put the ribs on the 321, and I put the steaks and chicken on for 2 hours, and then I wrapped them with about a half hour to go in foil and tendered them up, man. They were delicious.
And they did fine at 225. Wow.
Yeah, but I cooked them for like 2 hours, though. You could cut the steaks with a fork.
Man, that sounds good.
We had my son and in-laws were over there. I look over there, we're all out in the pool. The dude's got my grill open. I go, what are you doing, man? You don't pick up another man's grill. That's like picking up my wife's skirt to see what color underwear are, you know? I said, what are you doing? He's over there grazing. My grill is lid open, and he's grazing. I'm like, come on, dude. You can't do that.
No. That's sacrilege right there now.
Yeah, that's bad form, you know. But that Indiana guy, I was thinking about that. If he has another year like he had last year, that dude's gone.
He'll be, if he maintains that at IU, God knows what's going to come across his desk.
If somebody can afford it, it's going to write him a fat check.
I would think so.
You know, but yeah, man, I'm glad you guys had a good Father's Day. Hey, do that brisket grilled cheese now.
We've got a lot left over, so I may do that for lunch.
That's what we do in the wintertime. We take it and make chili.
Oh, I bet you. Yeah, I bet you that's good. I'm going to put it in gum.
We only have 1 day of winter, so yeah. Do it that 1 day. It's like right now here, it's like when you get out of the truck, it's like getting in an oven. The humidity's so thick, you can cut it with a knife.
I bet. And it ain't going away anytime soon either.
About end of September. But,
yeah.
It's Florida, buddy. No income tax. We got Ron DeSantis.
I hear you, bro.
Have a great day, buddy. Thanks for taking my call.
Dave in New Jersey says, Bill, I listen religiously, but on SoundCloud and delayed by a day usually. Listening to yesterday's show, wanted to let you know, and we were talking about losing initially and then winning it all, and Oregon State did it in 06, I believe it was. They won the Natty, baseball Natty out in Omaha. He said, I wanted to tell you the powerhouse that is Oklahoma softball lost its first game in this year's College World Series to James Madison, went on to win it all. He says, I do have a dad brag disclaimer. I follow JMU sports, he says, because my daughter was part of a great team that won the 2018 Women's Lacrosse Natty. Good stuff there. You know what? I remember seeing the highlights of Oklahoma losing that game in softball to James Madison, but I didn't realize that was the opener, first game. Yeah, they went on to win it all. Wow. That is interesting. At Bill is King on Twitter. Tomorrow, Blake Ruffino. Oh, we'll have to ask about Tony Bowles there for sure. And Brett Ciancia. They'll join us on the Wednesday edition. Market a little choppy right now. I haven't been watching too much. I'm not all that invested right now in it. But a little choppy. Just be careful out there. I've given you a couple that you can sit on. Take your profits, though, if you're up. If you get green, put some of that money in your pocket. Lodge pot.